Coming up on today's Expedition Retirement, brought to you by Golden Reserve. What if the store that you walked into charged you by looking at your salary? How much do you think you'll spend per month in retirement? And how you might be missing out on $3.4 trillion. All of that coming up on today's Expedition Retirement.
This is Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler from Golden Reserve.
We think of retirement as a mountain, right? You work your way up the mountain, you save, you work hard, and you have a certain advice that gets you to the top. But when you get to the top, everything changes.
Climbing that mountain to retirement is only the first step. Do you have what you need to get down Retirement Mountain?
And hello again. Welcome to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. My name is Randy Cook. I'm here each week with Greg as we talk through some of the issues that you might be wondering about when it comes to your retirement. What do I do with my 401k? What do I do about Social Security? What if I get sick? All these different questions that you have. We want to make sure those questions get answered, and this is part of that. Greg is here along with Phil Huff, one of our retirement planners at Golden Reserve. How are you doing today, Greg?
You know, it's been a busy, busy couple weeks, Randy. I got a couple things that are going on here. You know, we actually ran a financial planner school. So believe it or not, despite hating most financial advisors, we're actually trying to build a school. And we had about 25 people show up from across the country to help them build more effective financial advising offices across the country. It was one of our passion projects. It was really exciting, actually. We call it Route 24. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people looking to do things better and try to get away from the Eddie Jones way and the Fisher way and the Edelman way and the, you know, some of the just kind of charge 1% and don't do a lot more. So we did a 2-day course. We had a speaker, Dr. Doug Brackman, you know, New York Times bestseller of Driven, came in and talked to him for a couple hours too. So it was an exciting time. And to kind of stack it up, I actually was in Sarah Blakely's basement. If you don't know who that is the owner of Spanx.
Yep.
The women's undergarments. Randy, I don't know if you wear anything like that.
I don't, but I know who she is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then her husband, Jesse Isler. Mm-hmm. And we spent 5 or 6 hours at their house. They have this billionaire mindset class for entrepreneurs, people that are passionate about trying to change the world. So we were invited to go, and you know, the other half live a little differently. You know, when you have a couple billion dollars in the bank account, I could tell you they didn't have one. They just bought another lot and put another house on it. Yeah. And I'm telling you that the house that was on the side, you know, I mean, it looked like someone's very nice house. Mm-hmm. And it had a cold plunge and a steam room, and they had a entourage around them at all times. Mm-hmm. You know, so we asked some questions, and you know, Jesse was extremely generous with his time, and so was Sarah. Their little daughter was running around with them. But it is a different world. You know, you feel like they were on Mars and we were on Earth. And you know, when you have, you know, I think she might be one of the richest female entrepreneurs, if not in the world. Mm-hmm. It's interesting how they approach their day and how they answer questions. And being down there and experiencing that was something else, especially being in the finance world.
Well, Phil, can you top that one? I mean, did you watch your kids play hockey or something like that?
I don't think so. I'm guessing her basement's the size of my house. So I'm going to say, no, I can't top that. But life's been good. Weather's turning, getting warmer.
We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here. All right. So we're going to dive into it today and talk through some of the issues that you may or may not think about when it comes to your retirement here. And my first question is going to be a little bit odd. And that is, I'll start with you, Phil. Have you been into a Dollar Tree, a dollar store, a Family Dollar, a Dollar General, anything like that in your recent days?
You know, we'd go for Christmas, we go and go on a little splurge for the kids on some, you know, $1, $2 toys.
There you go.
It also got me through college for the most part. So it's been a minute since we consistently went, but yeah.
So here's my experience there. I use, this is going to sound old, and it is, Pepsodent toothpaste, okay? So I get my Pepsodent toothpaste at the grocery store, and all of a sudden, gone. Nobody had Pepsodent toothpaste. I had to go to the dollar store, and they had tons of it. So there you go. That's why
Gosh,
I go there.
Randy, what's next? I thought you'd say you're brushing with baking soda.
All right. Here's the point of this whole story. The people at Dollar Tree did some research, and they found out that their customers have a much higher income than what they thought. Some of these people walking in our doors are making over $100,000 a year. So what did they decide to do? raise prices. There you go. So you're going to start finding items in Dollar Tree now that are up to $7 an item, where everything was supposed to be a dollar or less. So, Greg, you've talked about this in the past a lot. In the financial world, this is one of the things they do. They charge you by how much money you have. And where else is that model used? Nowhere.
It's kind of crazy, right? I think they're leaning into it. So people say this is kind of the calm before the world changes, where when you start to see price consolidation, and remind me if I'm missing the mark here, Phil, but most robo-advisors came out, let's say, call it 2005-ish, and really became more prevalent here, you know, 2020, maybe 2015, 2020. So they started charging, and, you know, I don't know what you see, Phil, about what, 0.05, maybe 0.25, a quarter of a percent.
They started really, really low, and things have changed a little bit since then.
I guess my point being is people were thinking that universally 1% was the price to charge, just like Dollar General was a dollar to charge for all the goodies.
Mm-hmm.
And you think that would spawn price decreasing or consolidation across the market. But what we saw was actually the converse. I was looking up smartassets.com, and the big three regarding price increases that are actually increasing their annual advisory fees was, you know, Edelman was at the top of the mountain at 1.75, which I thought was crazy. If you had less than $250,000, they're charging you 1.75%, almost 2%. And that's before investment costs. Just to, I don't know what to do. I don't know what they really do. And then I looked at Fisher. If you have less than, I want to say, $500,000, they're at 1.5. If you're at $1 million, they're at 1.25. Eddie Jones came in. I can't believe that Eddie was actually the best. It almost hurt my feelings because, you know, Eddie's just a bunch of, you know, what's.
Favorite target of yours, yes.
Yeah, favorite target. But, you know, they came in at 1.35. And don't worry, though, Phil, if you have $10 million with them under investment, they'll only charge 0.5%.
Oh, nice.
On that dollar. Yeah. And we saw the same in the robo-advisor world over the last 5 or 6 years, where they started at 0.1, 0.05. Now we see it up at 0.35, 0.4, them realizing, like, I think it's that we can. People don't even know. They don't see it, so we can.
Yeah. I know out in Las Vegas, we did a story about it's hard to find a $5 table, a $10 table, a $15 table. They're all 25 and up now. And they interviewed one of the guys, the pit bosses out there, and they said, why are you charging so much? And they go, because we can. Because, you know, we're pushing out all the lower players and we want higher players in here, and they're getting it, so they charge it. And I think that's kind of the way the financial world is, too.
Well, and Randy, you know, I think Phil hit the nail on the head. Like, people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's still one of those murky waters. Like, I don't know what I'm really getting charged. You know, there was a bunch of stories that was told when I was being brought on, or over the years, I've just built so much familiarity with this person, I just assume they're not going to take advantage of me. And, you know, this account draw that comes out every quarter or every month or semi-annually or whatever your advisory fee comes out is always going to be deducted from your gains. So the issue really, Randy, is over the last, let's call it 12 years, there's been such a bull market that we've been able to hide higher fees and doing less work.
Got it.
And I think that's really the shocking revelation that some people see when we run our fee filter. You know, it's one of those things where our fee filter shows you to the penny what you're paying your advisor and what you're paying for investments. And most people don't know at all what they're paying for investments because it's just added their losses, netted off their gains. And this gives them the boilerplate. Now, I'm not saying that if your person charges like that, they're a bad person. They might be. They might be. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad person. But what it does do, I hope and I implore you, is this free service that we provide, obviously anyone that gives us a call to run this complimentary fee filter as part of every roadmap, lets you say, is there enough value? Am I getting the big V word? Am I getting value for the number that this fee filter spits out? And the people say, what's it look like? Unfortunately, a lot of times we're seeing it around $10,000 or $15,000. I mean, what do you see, Phil, when you run like an average $1 million of investables?
I can't tell you the last time I've ran one and it was under 1% total. Usually as we see 1.5-2% total. So you can start doing the math, right? That's $10,000 to $20,000 on a $1 million portfolio. So at the end of the day, most folks, they pay that just to have someone pick their investments, and they're not getting the service that we feel retirees deserve.
And what's that mean, Randy? Real quick, you know, what does that mean? I thought that's all they're supposed to do. That's not all they have to do. You're not limited to that. At Golden Reserve, we do the tax returns. We do an IRA tax map that we update every year. We do allocation just like everybody else does. But then we actually pay for the legal fee. All of that's rolled into our cost, and we don't charge a percentage. We charge a flat fee, which is a very different approach to the market. And people like that because you're not getting charged based on the zeros on your bank account. You're getting charged based on the work we're actually doing, which feels normal versus, hey, how much did your car cost before I do your oil change? Like, no. Like, you're doing the same darn thing. You're popping the cap, you're sticking the oil in, and you're pulling it back out at Jiffy Lube. Yep. Come on. Oh, man.
Yeah. Shouldn't make any difference if you've got a Cadillac or you got a Toyota. It shouldn't make any difference. But that's the world that you live in, and you may not even know that, and that's why we have this show, is to point this out to you. Greg has pointed this out in his book called Fire Your Financial Advisor. You can get a copy of that by going to fireyourfinancialadvisor.com. There's a key place up there, a box where you can put in the word radio and get it for 50% off if you want to do a little research before your meeting with Greg and the team. Or if you come in, we'll give you a copy. So give us a call. Look at our website. Let's get going on this. GetYourRoadMap.com is our website. GetYourRoadMap.com. Or you can give us a call at 855-546-2074. Let's have that meeting. Let's find out how much of this money is going out of your pocket and into your financial advisor's pocket. And maybe we can put more of that in your pocket. All right. So Warren Buffett is just a fountain of fun quotes, okay? And I found, now this did not happen real recently, but one time he was asked about Congress and the deficit, and we all know how much this country owes, and he said he can solve this pretty darn quick.
I can end the deficit in 5 minutes. You just pass a law that says that anytime there's a deficit of more than 3% of GDP, all sitting members of Congress are ineligible for re-election.
I like it. All right. So that to me means accountability. All right. So we've just been talking about financial advisors. Phil, accountability. This is something that people should hold their advisor to. You should have benchmarks. You should have goals. You should be coming in and visiting those goals. But again, talking about the value that people get, sometimes this doesn't take place.
Absolutely. And it's hard to hold, in this scenario, the government accountable, right? They make the rules. Mm-hmm. So of course, they're never going to make that rule. And when I think about this industry, it's not too different. Like in the 70s and 80s, when 401ks were coming about and the financial advice business was being created, they had all the power to make all the rules. Mm-hmm. And it's never changed since. You know, you talked about the book that Greg wrote, Fire Your Financial Advisor. He does a great job breaking down, you know, how this world started. And the reality is it hasn't changed much because they've done a really good job at putting a curtain over the fees of the industry, having people not understand the risk that they're doing, not talking taxes. All the things that we talk about on this radio station every week are areas that they have avoided for all these years.
Greg, this is something that you point out in the book, you point out every day, and I think you've built the entire roadmap for retirement around that, is saying we're going to provide you some services and we're accountable for those things. We're going to have meetings. We're going to come back. We're going to revisit them. We're going to make sure we're on track.
Yeah, I mean, I love Warren Buffett, first of all. He's like the ultimate grandpa, right? I mean, if he doesn't remind you of your grandpa just saying whatever he wants, whenever he wants, then, you know, you're missing out. He's been the financial grandfather to a lot of us for a long time. So God bless him. And I think he's right. The accountability factor is a moving target because of what Phil said, right? Like, it's hard to be accountable when you really don't have any metrics to be or benchmarks to be accountable for. When the market goes backwards, the financial advisor just tells you what? That's what it's supposed to do.
That's what the market does.
Just hang in there and stay the course.
Sure.
When the market's up, woohoo, we're really winning. Well, should I take some chips off? No. Mm-hmm. No, let's keep taking this, see how long this ride will take us.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't have any semblance of being tethered to a North Star or to a goal, because if you started tethering yourself to goals, that would really compromise the financial advisor's ability to keep all your money in the stock market.
Yeah.
When we break this down more, you know, in detail, I don't believe, you know, people that have less than a couple million bucks and, you know, need a financial advisor. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that they're getting services. Someone's not staring at a stock ticker making trades on your account every day. Really, they're putting you in a big group of people and they're charging 1% and they're hoping that the market goes up. That is their business model. And, you know, you deserve better. That's why we built a retirement planner, a different type of person, because as a law firm, we saw this for too long. You know, 10 years of practice, and we just saw over and over again the same silliness of people overcharging and underservicing. And we said, what do people need? And to hold people accountable, we have four pillars. We say, if we're going to take you on as a client, we're going to make sure we address taxes to make sure you have your plan for your IRA, your biggest tax liability in retirement. You're going to have a plan for long-term care, the biggest risk in retirement. And it's not going to be long-term care insurance. It's going to be legal tools and other things we can use. We're talking about market, making sure that you're not in the same market risk profile you were before retirement, once you got to retirement, meaning you're going to take on some more conservative retirement appropriate investments. And then last but not least, we just talked about it. We're going to make sure you're not overpaying. You're not having a stock picker every day. You don't need to pay these fees for expensive investments that frankly don't perform any better and a lot of times perform worse, or you're overpaying your advisor so they can get their second house down in, you know, Myrtle Beach over the cold months. Like, that doesn't make any sense. That is why we built the roadmap. It's the ultimate accountability tool. And it's so important, Randy. We do it for all of our clients, obviously, that come in at no charge.
When you go to our website, which is getyourroadmap.com, you're going to see a mountain. And that mountain is there for a purpose. We talk about moving your way up the mountain as you get toward retirement. You get to the top, you plant your flag, your retirement flag, and then you go, okay, how do I get down? And this is built for you to get through retirement. Talking about markets, having taxes be a part of your plan, fees, long-term care, income, all of this is a part of the roadmap for retirement. And it's built specifically for you to go down retirement mountain. You've maybe had a stockbroker that helped you get up the mountain. Okay, a financial advisor, but there's a different skill set. There are different things you're going to deal with when you're coming down the mountain. We have built the roadmap for those purposes. GetYourRoadmap.com. Go there. Start there. GetYourRoadmap.com or give us a call at 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. We'll take a break and come right back with more Expedition Retirement.
You know where to save 10 cents on gas. Where the best deals are on salt for the driveway, too. Retirees are amazing at finding deals, except when it comes to their actual retirement. We asked 100 retirees how much their financial advisor and investments cost each year, and 100 retirees didn't know. You see, the financial industry has made it so confusing that nobody can figure out what you're paying anymore for the most important financial decision of your life. Many retirees who come through our doors are paying over $10,000 a year in advisor and investment fees. That could be over $250,000 over their retirement. At Golden Reserve, we're tired of hidden fees, so we created the Fee Filter. This tool shows you what you're paying your financial advisor and for your investments they sold you. To learn more about our Fee Filter and other retirement tools and how we can protect and guide you down retirement mountain, go to GetYourRoadmap.com. That's GetYourRoadmap.com.
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler and Phil Huff at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at GetYourRoadmap.com. So Phil is one of the retirement planners at Golden Reserve. So I'm going to start with you here, Phil, because when people talk about markets, they know that markets go up and down. So if you ask somebody, well, how long do you think it takes to recover from a 10 or 20% decline in the market? And you might say, well, a couple years. Well, actually, the answer on that one is a couple months to come back from a 10 or a 20% decline. But here's what they don't tell you. It took us 4 years to get back from 2008. It took us 15 years to get back from 2000. There's a lot of climbing out of holes when you are in the stock market. So that's something you don't want to do in retirement. It can really set your retirement behind if you start in a down market, can it?
Absolutely. And a lot of those numbers are if you never touched your money.
Ah.
Right? That's the idea of like why we can survive big market downturns when we're working. It's because it doesn't matter as much. We're putting money in. We're buying low as the market's going down. But it's the opposite in retirement. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're taking money out. So, oh, we used to take 5% of our investments every year. Meanwhile, we just lost 50%. Now we're taking 10% of our investments every year. To live the same lifestyle, we're never going to make it back in that scenario. So that's the first thing is like, let's have an understanding of let's change our mindset of working years versus retirement years. And also what we think is easy math just doesn't math right. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about it, if we lost 35% And then every year after that loss, we made 5% per year. How long do we think it would take to break even?
I'm thinking 7 years. That's just me.
Simple math, right? 5 times 7 is 35.
Okay.
But that number is actually wrong. It takes 9 years to get back to even. But here's the caveat. With 1% of inflation, it's actually 12 years.
Yeah.
So what we thought was just this little setback can be a lot longer. It's just, what's that hole going to look like? What's the climb out? Like mm-hmm. you said, it was 15 years for 2000. So mm-hmm. a lot different in retirement because we're using our money. And when we lose 35%, it's not a quick comeback because it takes longer. It takes more than 35%.
And it takes longer because there's less money. Mm-hmm. So people don't realize when they have $100 and they lose 20%, they have $80. So most people think, like, to Randy's logic and what a lot of people think, oh, all right, yeah, so if I just get 20%, I'm back to even. No, because that 20% is only growing on $80. So you're still short. So you have to do that and some. So you have to work twice as hard to get back, Randy. I mean, that's a big deal in retirement, right? Like, that's no one wants to start. Like, we talk about the numbers, but think about the psychology. You worked your whole life, 30 years, and I've had this happen 2 times in my career. I've had 2 full-grown men when I was an attorney practicing cry in my office. Now, that's not true. I've had dozens and dozens of full-grown men cry. But 2 men cry in my office because of a market crash. Because can you think about the psychology? You've worked 30 years and 3 months into retirement, 2009 happens. 3 months into retirement, 2022 happens. And then you're sitting there saying, I spent 30 years building $1 million. And now it's worth 800, and I haven't even bought my first toy yet.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even started to think about our first Florida trip yet. So what do people do? They cut the trip.
Mm-hmm.
They panic. They cut the trip. They take their money out of the stock market, and then what happens? The market bounces back. They don't get the benefit. So they're stuck now one-fifth of those 30 years, right? I mean, 20% of 30 years, 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
6 years of work down the tubes in 3 months. I mean, that is the heartbreaking part that no one talks about in the financial service industry, is the psychological stress that puts on a family. And I do have to go back to work. What do I have to do now? And you start making rash decisions, and you start canceling things, and you start doing without, when we all know that at the beginning of retirement is when you do the most fun stuff because you're the healthiest and you have the most energy. And all these things start happening, and this whole, you know, domino effect. And we always want to tell people to stop, relax. Like, it's not, you know, we don't know what's going on until we actually see kind of what's going on with your income and your expenses. So let's not overreact. But why do we ever put people in that? Why do we put people in that spot to begin with, Phil? I mean, that's where I couldn't take it anymore. Mm-hmm. Sitting on the sidelines as an attorney, I had to do something. That's how I built Golden Reserve. I couldn't take another meeting watching someone's life savings aimlessly be disappeared. Because why? Because the financial advisor was too lazy to make some adjustments, or they wanted to make more money keeping their money in the market?
That's the one, right? I mean, the idea of if you go safe, we can't charge that 1% anymore. If we want to take on the same type of risk we did when we were working, we basically have to be okay with sacrificing years of retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And for most of the folks we're sitting down with, that's not what they're okay with. Like, they want to use their money. They want to spend it. They want to do it all throughout retirement. They want to die with nothing. And it's like, you can't do that if you're living this life in the market, this volatile up and down. That means your income has to go up and down with it.
So back in 2008, many of us lost half our money. And I know I did this to myself, and maybe you did too. I looked in the mirror and I said, I will never let this happen again. So now you're in retirement. Look at what happened in the last 25 years. You're going to be retired for 25 years. What could happen in the next 25 years? We could have another one. We could have 2. We could have 3. We could have 4. Who knows? Don't let it happen. Stop it before it starts. And that's what the planning is. That's what a roadmap is. That's to have that market flashlight in that roadmap for retirement, to sit down and talk about risk and cut that risk before it hurts. Give us a call. Let's go through it. Here's our website, getyourroadmap.com. Getyourroadmap.com. Start right there or give us a call. It's 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. All right, I'm going to give you an outrageous number here. $3.4 trillion. Is that our national debt? No. Is that how much Warren Buffett has? No. That is the amount of money that the Social Security Administration says that people lose by claiming Social Security right away at 62. Now you know why you get an email from Social Security at age 62 said, hey, your Social Security is out there. You want to grab it? That is Uncle Sam's plan. And Phil, I know that this is a part of the income conversation here, but claiming right at 62 might be for some, but it's not necessarily for everybody, is it?
No, I mean, this is definitely one where it's person by person. Mm-hmm. So the idea, too, that there's just like a mass loss of all this money, it's more complicated, or else no one would talk about it if it was so clear cut. So some numbers for you to give perspective. The break even of electing at the earliest age, so you're allowed to start electing Social Security at 62. Mm-hmm. Most people's full retirement age is 67, but you can defer all the way until 70. Mm-hmm. So you can go from 62 to 70. The break-even point for everybody is somewhere between the ages of 77 and 83.
Okay.
Right where life expectancy is, of course, right? Social Security is smart. They know what they're doing.
There you go.
So what does that mean? Like, we can't be too wrong, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. It's a big decision. Obviously, we want to make sure we make the right one, but we can't be too wrong. We've ran different scenarios of electing early, electing late. It's only really moved the plan like 1 or 2%. And there's more to consider, right? Is there always going to be money in Social Security? Right now, they're set to run out in 2033 if nothing changes. So that's part of it. Like, am I even going to get it, you know, if I elect at 70 for all of retirement? Mm-hmm. Or am I just going to have to lean on my 401k? I think in the big picture, if we back up, like, we try and get like a very easy rule. We do it a lot in finances. We do it a lot in life. Like, oh, the 4% rule. You can just take out 4% of your investments, or you need $1 million or $2 million to retire. I think the same thing is true in this scenario, where there's not just a one size fits all recommendation that we can't just plug in a simple rule. That's what the industry would love, right? Let's use an easy rule so we don't have to work and we can just have an easy answer, give it to them, and we'll see them next year at their annual review. But this is why we built Golden Reserve the way we did. We have the CPAs, we have the attorneys, we have the financial professionals. We have all the pieces to do the work, to build that comprehensive, personalized game plan, the roadmap for your retirement, not just some boilerplate, hey, don't elect to 62 because Social Security tells you to.
So, Greg, this is the income tent that we talk about all the time, isn't it?
It is. You know, I think there's two ways to look at this. You know, you can try to just maximize the dollars you put in your pocket. And almost every conservative, you know, retiree, financially conservative retiree is like, I'm just going to start it now. What if I die tomorrow? Like, you know, it's a very logical, rational thing to do. If you lose sleep over it, you know, go for it. But some of the cool things you can do if you actually have someone that takes the time to build a tax plan for you and an income plan for you is that people don't realize that Social Security is taxable, at least a portion of it. Mm-hmm. So if you defer your Social Security, not only could you possibly get what is it, like 8% a year, you get more Social Security the longer you wait. So it grows 8% a year, I think. But one of the neat things that you can do with a tax map, if you have a team of CPAs under one roof like we do, we basically get to then basically start drawing down your IRA and using that extra space in your income to take money out cheaper. And over the course of time, maybe we get 4 or 5 years of tax draws in that could save you not just the gains you're getting from waiting and deferring your Social Security, but you're also getting tax savings. And then we show you exactly what that is in dollars. And that's what we call our tax map that really breaks down, Randy, exactly when and how much to take out of your IRA each year so you stick it to Uncle Sam. Because if you don't do that and you just kick the can waiting till 73, that's not a plan at all. Mm-hmm. That's just Uncle Sam's tax home run plan to get your money, because he knows that when your spouse passes, your tax rates are probably going to double. We call that the widow's penalty. And then when your widow passes, they're going to double again when they go to their kids. The kids probably, they can't stretch it anymore. They're going to take it out. And you could end up losing 40% just in federal tax of your IRA. 40%, $1 million IRA, you know, $400,000 goes to Uncle Sam. If you don't have a plan, if you do have a plan and use something like a tax map or your providers do that, you know, you can end up paying $150,000. I mean, that's $350,000 of savings. And it's all because you have a plan that reflects the real risks of retirement. It's not just about stock guessing. Taxation is one of the largest parts of planning that never gets talked about. You have disclaimers out the ears on every financial services website. We don't give tax advice. We don't do taxes. Dude, we do your taxes at Golden Reserve. We actually do your taxes. We actually build a tax map, you know, because how in the world can I provide retirement advice without giving you direction on the largest tax liability on your balance sheet? It's lunacy. Mm-hmm. And to think that anyone can do that with a straight face and call themselves a fiduciary, woo-wee. You know, these are the times where I just want to scream from the mountaintops. The whole world's going crazy. How does your financial advisor, your accountant is a tax preparer, not a tax planner. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just the hard and fast truth. You're not doing stuff in December usually to help minimize your taxes or doing any planning. Planning is forward, preparing is backwards. Ask yourself how much planning you actually do every year. And that's why retirement planners have CPAs that we use in-house. They build this tax map to complement it with your Social Security. If you already turned Social Security on, it's not a big deal. There's still tons of tax savings to be had by getting ahead of this versus running into that widows and kiddos penalty that a lot of people crash into, Randy. And, you know, as we continue to break this down, we put the bow on it at the end with the income tent just to say, hey, if you don't turn Social Security on, here's how much money you'll have left over at the end of the year. If you do turn Social Security on, here's based on the expenses you did last year. So we're not going to use a formula. Like Phil said, we're not going to make up some kangaroo math. We're going to show you, based on your spending last year, off what's really going on, what you'll have, and will there be a shortfall? And I think most people like that because it encourages them to spend more money if they have the shortfall, right? Like if they have that surplus, it's exciting. You get to go buy, you get to spend more money. And that's the whole idea. And the reason that the industry doesn't do that full circle again is because they take a pay cut when you spend your money. Your financial advisor takes a pay cut when you have a good time. How does that sit with you, America? When you have a good time, your financial advisor takes a pay cut because if you spend your money, that's less of the 1% fee they get. And that's really hard to give constructive tax advice, which you know you're going to pay taxes and the accounts are going to get smaller. It's hard to get you to not scare you about inflation and other silly things because at the end of the day, that is the ultimate conflict of interest, Randy. And at Golden Reserve, we're trying to get rid of that. We're trying to fight back against the industry, protecting and guiding retirees. And the roadmap with its tax map and its income tent can really piece together the Social Security number because it's not just about getting the most out of Social Security. It's getting the most out of retirement.
Well, we talk about, and we'll use this phrase every now and then, there's Uncle Sam's plan. And then there's a plan that you can develop. Which would you rather have? And we all know that Uncle Sam says he's got our best interests at heart, but do the math on that one, and we'll show you that math. Not necessarily so. Give us a call. We'll go through it. Go to our website. We'll start. GetYourRoadmap.com. We offer you a free roadmap for retirement. All of it includes everybody who walks through our doors, market flashlight, tax map, fee filter, long-term care compass, income tent. You want to know how much you're going to make in retirement? You want to know what your paycheck is? Let's lock that down. You want to know what your tax bill is? Let's lock that down and see what we can do about it. All of that in our roadmap for retirement. Give us a look online, getyourroadmap.com, or give us a call, 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. We'll be right back with more Expedition Retirement. Why would someone write a book called Fire Your Financial Advisor? Greg Ehler, the president of Golden Reserve, believes there's something seriously wrong with the financial industry. It's an industry that gets paid on how much you've saved. So when you spend your money, they take a pay cut. You see the conflict? They have a vested interest in keeping your money in the stock market and at risk. Greg believes there's a better way. When you call to talk about your retirement, you'll get a free copy. Or go to fireyourfinancialadvisor.com. Coming up on the second half of Expedition Retirement, Jerry Seinfeld's very first joke. We'll play it for you, and we can learn something about retirement from that joke. The people at Kiplinger may be listening to this show, and we're also going to take a look at you, your retirement, and your spending in retirement. How far will your money go? Let's take a look at that. All coming up on today's Expedition Retirement. Also, I might want to mention, you're listening to us on the radio. We also have a podcast. And we have a YouTube channel. So if you want to see what Phil Huff looks like, you can finally see that today.
I don't know.
Expedition Retirement, man. It is all over the internet. YouTube is blowing up for us right now, Randy. It's pretty crazy. You know, when you look down, you realize we haven't really thought about it much other than posting questions and parts of our show we cut up. And we've got over 1,500 subscribers across the country.
Fantastic.
We got a call from Connecticut last week, so that was kind of exciting.
Very nice. All right. So check it out on YouTube, Expedition Retirement. All right. Think back to when your career began and some of the things that you did early in your career, and you go, I don't know if that was such a good idea. Jerry Seinfeld was interviewed just recently on a Netflix special, and he said this was his very first joke that he told. And this is the one that worked for him.
So I'm left-handed. Left-handed people do not like that the word left is so often associated with negative things. Two left feet, left-handed compliment. What are we having for dinner? Leftovers. You go to a party, there's nobody there. Where'd everybody go? They left. That was it. That was my first joke.
Jerry Seinfeld's first joke. Phil, you're a big Seinfeld fan. You love it every time I bring a little Seinfeld in.
Absolutely. I appreciate you including Seinfeld in whenever I'm here.
All right. Let's talk about My Money Left. Or let's talk about, one of the things that you have to do in retirement, and that's planning for when you leave this world. And that is a part of our roadmap for retirement. We are going to talk about the big elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. When you leave this world or you have to go into long-term care, it's a hard conversation, but it's one you have to have, isn't it?
It is. And the financial leftovers, if we were to follow Seinfeld's lead there,
yeah,
it's oftentimes not talked about, especially by like the financial advisor. Usually it's, hey, here's a card of an estate planning attorney. Go see them and they'll set you up. And I think people have two goals when it comes to their financial leftovers to their estate. The first one is they want to leave this money in the most tax efficient way possible. And the second one is they want to make sure their money goes to who they want to get it. So let's break those down. From a tax efficient standpoint, this is what Uncle Sam's after. Believe it or not, he's not after your retirement dollars in your retirement. He's out to get them after you pass away. That's what we talk about, the widow's penalty, the kiddo's penalty. The idea is spouses and kids will pay two or three times as much in taxes. So we need a plan. That's where our tax map comes into play, telling us every year when and how much to take out of the IRA so that we can pay the taxes in your retirement and leave that money tax efficiently. But the second one, having our money go where we want it to go, seems simple. It's like, oh, I'll draw up a will, I'll put the kids in it, we're all set. I've got beneficiaries on my IRAs, we're all set. But the reality is the thing that's stopping your money to going to your kids or where you want it to go is not beneficiary designations. It's not a will. It is the nursing home. It's long-term care. It's by far the biggest risk for any retiree. So you need a plan to protect. And to be honest, this industry doesn't have any great tools anymore. Long-term care insurance is too expensive, doesn't pay for the things we want it to. Only 5% of retirees have long-term care insurance. We use legal tools like asset protection trusts created by our team of estate planning and elder law attorneys to be that tool. We call it our long-term care compass. It's the tool to actually protect assets from long-term care costs. Make sure your money goes to the people you want to get it, that it avoids probate, avoids those big costs.
Greg, I was I mentioned on the show that my mom's in memory care, and we started out at $6,400 a month. The next year it was $68,000, and this year it's up to $74,000. So it's going up about 10% per year. It just keeps going up. And I know that even that is not a big number compared to what it could be in some states. My brother lives in Wisconsin, and he said if you were to take her up here, it'd be $12,000 a month. So it's more economical for her to be near me. But at the same time, the prices keep going up, and it's not uncommon, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, people are more expensive, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the labor is through the roof. I mean, just go to Taco Bell, right? I mean, at the end of the day, that's not the driving. It's not the actual produce or the meat. Mm-hmm. Can we call it produce and meat at Taco Bell? What?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's the humans. And, that's what's driving a lot of these long-term care costs, insurance, Medicare paying less, flooding the healthcare system with obviously more people. There's a lot of baby boomers that are obviously starting to need care. Alzheimer and dementia are very expensive, and they're on all-time highs. So all of these things are compounding and snowballing and creating this big cost. So people start saying, well, what do I need to do? It's the largest risk in retirement. Mm-hmm. It's not arguable. I mean, $100,000, there's a 70% chance one person in every couple will need it. It's $100,000 a year, probably at least now. Who knows what it'll be in 10 years?
Right.
I mean, in the 80s, it was $10,000 a year.
Yeah.
Now it's $10,000 a month.
Yeah.
So it's like, do that math, right? And figure out where you're going to be and how do you plan for it? We know that people don't want to pay for long-term care insurance. They buy the policy and the premiums keep going up. You end up dropping it after 10 years. So, our estate planning and elder law firm, Ayler Strong, has always seemed to, lean into asset protection trust because you could shield assets on your terms. You could put what you wanted in there when you wanted it. And within 5 years, it would be protected from a future nursing home crisis. And I think that's the right way to look at it. It's no different than giving it to your kids, except for this has a little bit more protection, a little bit more tax benefits. And you're getting it kind of off the table and still available if either spouse needs it in a lot of ways. But still, you have the opportunity to control it and control that risk. And I know that no one wants to talk about long-term care. We know in these shows, when we do a long-term care segment, I think people change the channel. Mm. But it's, gosh, it's so important. I don't plan. You shouldn't plan for going in a nursing home. You should be planning if you go in, because it's a huge burden to your spouse, to your kids. At least have a game plan. We do that for every client that comes in. It's called our long-term care compass, as Phil mentioned. It breaks down the care plan, what you want to do, how you go through it, how would you pay for it, do you want to stay at home, what home care looks like, what those costs are. And then, you know, we just kind of build backwards. Once you tell us what you want, we see what's feasible. And I think that is the key versus, you know, all of a sudden dad passes, mom has no idea, and she gets taken advantage of by, you know, a financial services company, a long-term care facility, and, you know, she's all of a sudden impoverished in 3 years. And then, you know, what happens then? You're out of money, right? You know, Medicare does not pay for long-term care. Medicaid does not pay until you run out of money. So you're going to spend your own personal wealth until you run out of money. And a lot of times that doesn't take very long at $120,000 a year. Keep that in mind. Obviously, it's one of the best gifts you can give your family. And not only that, we get to, you know, update your powers of attorney, your wills, revocable trust, you know, asset protection trust, all that fun stuff gets updated and shined up or added to your plan if you don't have any of those things. Every time someone comes in as part of our fees, you know, that's another value proposition. It's not extra. We do it for everyone because it's that important, Randy.
Well, when we talk about one of the differences between going somewhere else and going to Golden Reserve, when you go to Golden Reserve, you are going to have access to estate planning attorneys, and they are going to go through this particular topic with you. It's a matter of just having the discussion. How are we going to cover it if it happens? And as Greg says all the time, it may not happen, but what if? Let's plan for the what if in your particular retirement plan. We call it a roadmap for retirement, and everybody who comes in gets one, and everybody will talk through this particular topic. Let's get the legal stuff in place for you as well as your financial stuff. Give us a call. Give us a look at our website, getyourroadmap.com. Pretty easy there. Getyourroadmap.com or 855-546-2074. I'm looking across some articles this past week, and I see in the headline, it says, "Watch out for the widow's penalty." And I looked and I said, "Has Greg written an article for Kiplinger?" No. They apparently have jumped on your widows and kiddos penalty, Greg. So obviously they're listening to this show. So hi to everybody at Kiplinger who's listening today. Appreciate that very much. Now they're on it, Greg, and you've talked about it a lot. Let's just go through it. The widows and kiddos penalty. You've got your 401k. It travels down to one. It travels down to the next. And along the way, Uncle Sam's taking a big bite every time.
I'm going to let Phil take this one because he's the one that found this article. He's the one that sniffed this out. He found out who wrote it. It's actually someone in Columbus.
No way!
So I'm going to let Phil have the honor. Since he came to my office, he's like, "We got to track these people down. I think we have this. we got to figure out who's stealing our stuff." And they're right around the corner. So there's a good chance this is not a happenstance Kiplinger. This was a Columbus, Ohio advisor that happened to just, you know, happened to steal our, you know, our terminology. So how about that?
How about that?
So clearly it makes sense, right? If someone in the industry is grabbing it and realizing it and starting to promote it, right? So the idea of the widows and kiddos penalty is that the lowest you'll ever pay in taxes is when you're in retirement filing joint. Because eventually, and what Uncle Sam's banking on is that people just take what they need from their IRA or don't even touch it until they have to at 73. Meanwhile, this IRA gets bigger and bigger, and the tax liability inside of it gets bigger as well. Because he knows when one spouse passes, the surviving spouse now pays at single tax rates, paying twice as much in taxes. So imagine, like, outside of the numbers, just imagine life at this stage, right? Your spouse just died, so you're grieving. You're a mess emotionally. Meanwhile, you probably lost some income, whether it's their Social Security or half their pension. So you're now making less money every month. Oh, and let's add it on. You're paying more money just to live the same life. Mm-hmm. You're paying twice as much in taxes. So you're grieving, you're making less, and you're spending more. It's a terrible place to be. And then after a handful more years, surviving spouse passes away, money goes on to kids. Well, they're happy because they're inheriting money. It's free money. They didn't work for it. But they only get to keep about 60% of it. The other 40 goes to Uncle Sam. So big picture, Uncle Sam wins and you lost. And the idea of how we plan for that is what we call our tax map. It's every year figuring out how much we should take out, pay the tax. That could lead to Roth conversions. That could just be reinvesting in a trust. There's a lot of things you can do with that money, spend it maybe, that once you've paid the taxes. But the idea is let's have a plan. Let's have our own plan. Let's have it make sense. Have CPAs build it for us and make sure we're beating Uncle Sam.
So, Greg, this is something that you talk about, hang your hat on. It's just kind of a differentiator with you and Golden Reserve, or with everybody else in Golden Reserve. And that is, everybody tells you how to put the money in. Very seldom do they tell you how to take the money out. And we want to make sure that people have those skills as well, don't we?
That's right. I mean, pay the tax. I mean, Phil said it eloquently. I don't know if there's a ton to add here other than, you know, no one is talking about this, that, you know, you think that these financial advisors have your back and that they're your buddies. But at the end of the day, why aren't they talking about the largest liability on your balance sheet? It's not your mortgage. It's how much taxes you owe Uncle Sam on your IRA. And just waiting till 73 and letting it grow and not addressing it in your lowest taxable years really makes sense. Mm-hmm. No, because you're running the widow's penalty that obviously Phil talked about. And then the kiddo's penalty when it goes to the kids that Phil talked about. You have to avoid those. Let's get those things converted in a Roth or detaxed on your terms, because you get to choose every year how much you want to crank it up and where you think it is and what your tax rates will be. So you decide down to the penny every year what you pay by the tax map that our CPA team puts together. And we update it every year. So if the tax laws change, it gets updated. If your IRA grows, it gets updated. If you take money out and spend it, it gets updated. And this way, every year, you have a live living tax plan that is addressing the largest, one of the largest risks in retirement that often gets overlooked by the financial industry, which is your liability of taxes on your IRA, which can't get missed and is why it's part of every roadmap. We do it at no charge, Randy. You know, the tax map is what everybody wants to see when they come in.
Again, you walk through the doors at Golden Reserve. Not only are you going to talk to retirement planners, but you're also going to talk to estate planning attorneys. You're going to talk to CPAs. We're going to do this whole thing for you. We call it a roadmap for retirement, and everyone includes that tax map. Give us a look on our website, which is getyourroadmap.com. GetYourRoadMap.com or call us at 855-546-2074. You can reach out to us that way, 855-546-2074. We see these articles all the time. How much should you have saved if you're 60 years old, 65 years old, 55 years old? Well, we actually got the number for the 60-year-old. Now, we'll look at that number and say, can you retire on that number? We'll look at it coming up next on Expedition Retirement.
We often use the term climbing the mountain when talking about doing something difficult. Your 30-year work life is a lot like that. You get to the top, plant your flag, and retire. Now what? Did you know that 75% of deaths on Mount Everest happen on the way down? You need a new guide. Go to our website and you'll see that mountain. Meet one of our retirement planners and we'll show you how to get down Retirement Mountain. Find us at GetYourRoadMap.com.
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at GetYourRoadMap.com. We're glad you found us here on the radio. We're glad you find our podcast, which is out there on all the different platforms as well. We also have a YouTube channel you can check out. Just look up Expedition Retirement, and we're all over the place with lots of different information about getting into and working your way through retirement. And you'll see these articles, if you go to like Yahoo Finance or something like that, is, can I retire on $1.5 million? Can I retire on $3 million? I look at these things, I go, are you kidding me? So Greg, help me out here. How much do people have at about age 60 and can they retire on it?
So this is the big question, right? How much needs to be in my bank account? How much do I need to retire at the age of 60? And I think where we like to start is the psychology, right? 41% of people in the country right now believe that they do not have enough money to retire, right? You're not alone. If you're freaking out, you're probably saying, I feel like I don't have enough to retire. Well, there's 41% of the country that agree with you, right? Like, that's where we want to start. This isn't an uncommon theme. And when we look at the Federal Reserve, when they look at the averages, the average at 60 is $537,000. That feels like a big number, right? But what people don't realize is the difference between average and median, right? There's a lot of very large accounts that draw that up pretty high, right? At the end of the day, the median at 60, which is a much more accurate way to reflect what's going on in America, is right around $200,000. So if you have more than $200,000, you're actually beating the median at the age of 60. Now, when we think, all right, well, Greg, that's great that this is where everybody's at. What do I need? I think that's where people are going. What do I need to retire at 60? And I think a lot of people start applying the 8X rule, right? They start saying, what are the expenses you had when you were working and living? And let's times that by 8%. So let's say you had $100,000 of expenses in a year. That's a very common amount we see with our clientele. That means you presumably would need $800,000 to retire using that math. And this assumes 5% returns and that your expenses obviously don't decrease as you go into retirement, which, you know, isn't correct. But, you know, we don't think that's right. I think that's uber conservative and maybe even misleading to the point of making you take on risks that you don't need. And the reason why is, let's think about some things that happen in retirement. Your house is paid off. Your kids are out of the house. Tuition is paid. Obviously, a lot of these things are, you know, done. And now that $100,000 expense isn't as big as it used to be. I think about, you know, well, the smiley face of retirement, right? We may spend more at the beginning when we buy all the toys we need or do some things to get ready. But then as retirement happens, we spend less and less and less. And then if healthcare expenses happen, unfortunately, at the end, it may go up a little bit. So that's the smiley face of retirement, where all the ADEX and other models assume linear spending your entire retirement lifetime. So let's just, you know, use some rough math and assume that your expenses, they're 75% of what they were. So instead of $100,000, you have $75,000 of expenses. So now we're there. All right, Greg, now it's making sense to me. Now, what else is there? Well, $75,000 is what we need. It was $100,000 before retirement. But then we forgot, oh, yeah, Social Security. We get Social Security. And if you're making over $100,000 a year, that means you're going to have roughly $2,500 a month. So that's $30,000 per year, meaning of the $75,000, we just shrunk the gap to only needing $45,000. Randy, we're making up some ground
okay,
here.
Okay, I'm liking it.
And if you're married, you assume the benefit elected half your benefit. So there's some more. So now we took another $15,000. So now the gap went from 75 to 45 to 30. So the gap you need every year to actually enjoy your retirement to come out of your savings is $30,000. And that becomes much more manageable. When we think of a $100,000 gap versus a $30,000 gap, I think people are like, oh my gosh, that changes my entire outlook and how I view my retirement savings. So as we break this out and we're assuming a 5% withdrawal rate, you know, instead of an 8X, maybe start thinking of a 5X of your income. So instead of $800,000, $500,000 for a household that had $100,000 expenses could probably make it a much more effective retirement versus $800,000. That is a $300,000 difference. That is a huge number and swing that may drive people to unnecessarily work extra years, to put off retirement, to not go on trips, to not go buy that, you know, dream car or that dream condo down in Florida, because they're assuming this weird 8X rule that the financial service industry just made up has no real application to their life. And I guess my point is that your life matters. What happens in your life matters. How you spend your money matters. And if we don't start taking those things into account and actually build real tools that apply your numbers versus some made-up number on Wall Street, you may end up missing your golden years, right? They may not be as shiny because you end up working five extra years because of the 8X rule that your local financial Edward Jones guy told you about. And you're like, wow, that doesn't know if it sounds right. I need $100,000 every year. No, you only need $30,000. And that is the magic of having an advocate that can build and lay out your actual plan for you versus just stock guessing and stock picking, Randy. That is why every retiree needs a second opinion. They all need a roadmap in retirement.
So, Phil, this reminds me of those stories that say you need $1.4 million to retire, $1.8 million to retire. We see them all the time. And I think they're damaging. I think that people try to reach for that number and they don't want to retire until they get to that number. And as Greg just said, they could be missing out on a couple of great years of retirement trying to get to a number.
Right. And the reality is the memories that we make, the experiences that we have, the benefit of them for us, they diminish over time. Mm. So the things that we can do in our 60s and early 70s, we can't do them later in retirement. So it's the idea of like maybe we can retire a little sooner than we thought we could. You know, maybe we can spend a little bit more than we thought we could. And from my experience, the most of the folks I sit down with, like, they're not overly concerned with leaving back $1 million or $2 million. If anything, they want to give it during their retirement. Mm-hmm. And the same idea, the same thing applies. The same mindset of let's spend our money applies the same way.
If you're in that camp and you look at what you saved and you say, is it enough? And you're not alone. If you are saying, I don't want to run out of money, you're not alone. These are the same things that people walk through the door with every single day. Let's just simply do the math with your retirement. It's called our Roadmap for Retirement, and we're going to go through all of it. And Greg, why don't you just hit them one by one here? There's 5 points, market flashlight, the tax map, the fee filter, the long-term care compass, and the income tent. And just kind of tell us what that's all about.
Absolutely. So we built these because we believe they're the 4 largest risks of retirement. and they all tie to your income, which is the most important thing in retirement. So when we think about it, market flash, that shows you what's at risk, not just the percentage of investments that could go backwards in your portfolio, but what it means in dollars. So we apply it to 2000, 2009, 2022, showing you, hey, did you know that if 2022 happens again, you'd lose $387,000? And they're like, what? What? Yes, that's how much is in the market because your financial advisor didn't adjust your risk portfolio once you got into retirement. They're using what you had before. That's a huge deal. That's what the market flashlight does. And if you want to make adjustments, there's opportunities to make things a little safer, a little bit more predictable. We have our tax map. Hey, you know, we talked about this at length today. When and how much to take out of your IRA each year so that you beat Uncle Sam. Don't wait till 73. Don't run into the widow's penalty. Don't run into the kiddo's penalty. Pay taxes on your terms, not your financial advisors, not Uncle Sam. Have a tax map built by our CPA so you can see the most optimal way to keep the most of your IRA money in your family. Then we have our fee filter. What are you paying your advisor? What are you paying for investments? And is it too much? People don't realize this. There's no line item on your investment statements that show you how much the fees are. It's in the prospectus. You need software to grab it. That's what we do for every client. We run the software, no cost, showing them what their investments cost, what their advisor costs each year. And then you can ask, am I getting the value? Is $25,000 really worth, you know, two calls on my birthday to me and my husband, and maybe a brunch of a buffet style around the holidays? Probably not. Last but not least, the long-term care compass. We talked about that today, sitting down with our estate planning elder attorneys to talk about how we're going to plan against the largest risk of retirement, which is an asset protection trust-driven solution for possibly long-term care, right? If you go in a nursing home, how do you protect against that? What other tools are out there legally, not just financially, to help shave some of that risk? Once we have the four biggest risks addressed, then we're going to say, what did you spend last year? What did you receive last year? Let's put some inflation. Let's obviously throw some travel, some healthcare in there and push it out 25 years from now and see how much is left, assuming that same level of spending. Why? We want you to spend more of your money. And if we show you a big number doing the same thing for 25 years, you're going to spend more because you'll be more comfortable. And we update it every year, just like our tax map, to keep you spending and enjoying your money versus scaring you out of not enjoying retirement. That is the secret sauce of Golden Reserve. We want you to enjoy your golden years, making your investments the boring part and the life of your retirement the exciting part.
We would love to have that conversation with you, and you can start, get the ball rolling with getyourroadmap.com. We'll ask you to fill in a little information there, and our team will reach out to you, or you can just bypass all that and reach out to us right now. 855-546-2074. 855-546-2074. We hope you have a great weekend. If you want to find out more, go to our YouTube channel, Greg's book, fireyourfinancialadvisor.com. It's all right there for you. A podcast out there as well on your favorite platform. Just look up Expedition Retirement. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time here on Expedition Retirement.
Thanks for listening to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler. To learn more about getting the help you need to and through retirement, go to getyourroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered only through investment advisory representatives at Golden Reserve Retirement, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Gregory Ehler does not provide investment advisory services nor insurance and annuity products. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed are not designed nor intended to be applicable to any person's individual circumstances. It should not be considered as investment advice, nor does it constitute a recommendation that anyone engage in or refrain from a particular course of action. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Golden Reserve is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Golden Reserve Retirement LLC, Golden Reserve LLC, Golden Reserve Tax LLC, and Ehler Stallings LLC are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Legal services offered by Ehler Stallings LLC. Tax services offered through Golden Reserve Tax LLC. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through licensed professionals at Golden Reserve LLC. NPN number 1655411.